single one of our lives. It doesn't matter, like Jonathan said, it doesn't matter who you are, what your past is, where your future is, God can show up in your life. And so when he shows up, we have two options. When he shows up in our lives, we have two options. The first option is he can be known and acknowledged. Verses 39 through 42 says this, "And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' And he answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.' And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, 'Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace.'" You see, the disciples understood what was going on, and they were praising God. They accepted him. They were following him. And they said, "You are the Messiah. You are the one who is to come." And what it says is the Pharisees come up to them and they say, "Jesus, tell your disciples to stop this. Tell them to stop." And he says, "Well, if they stop, the stones will cry out." Now, this idea of the stones crying out was actually a sign of judgment, because it meant that no one was following God. And in Isaiah, he uses this passage to say, "Where are my people in Israel crying out to me? Because all I hear are the stones. All I hear is the city crying out to me." What he says is he's showing us that, you see, we as his creation, we as his followers, we are called to praise and worship him. That when we accept him, when we follow him, when we acknowledge that he is truly God, then we should be praising him, thanking him really for what he's done in our lives, thanking him for dying on the cross for our sins, thanking him for every moment that he's given us to breathe, for everything he has done. We praise him, we thank him, we celebrate him. And in truth, he shows that it's not just something we can do in our room. It's not just something we can do in our prayer closet. It's something that we need to do around people. It's a testimony that we can share. Look what God has done in our life. Look what he's done inside of me, inside my family, inside of the world. It's this idea that it can't just be locked inside of our hearts, but it has to be sent out. And Jesus says, "No, don't tell them to be silent. Don't tell them to be silent, because they have to do this because I know what's happened inside their lives." And Jesus makes this statement to show us, what has he done in your life? What has he done in your life that has made you say, "I can't help but praise him. I can't help but share him. I can't help but obey him because he has done such a miraculous work in my life." He says, "What have I done in your life today? What have I done inside of you where you can't help but say, 'God, thank you for everything you've done,' that you can't help but share with the people around you?" We're going to take some time, and I'm going to have Ella and Mia come up. They're going to be doing a song for you guys. And during this song, what I want you to do is listen to the words. Listen to what is being sung. Listen to the words that are being said. Think about those times in your life where God showed up and you followed him and he changed your life. Think about those times and what he has done. Think about who he is in your life. And then take that into the world this week. Take that to the people around you and share that with them. Don't let the praise be locked inside your own heart, but let it come out through your mouth and share it with all the people you meet.